Welcome to Between Our Sundays.
This is Kenny.
And this is Chrissy.
Where we share real life with real people while serving a real God.
Welcome to episode one. Oh my goodness, Kenny, we are here and doing this.
Yeah, we just finished up that teaser and it seems like we were just trying something out new and now we're all the way in it for number one.
Yeah, so today ironically is a Sunday. So recap on our week. It's October 20th. Autumn is setting in. It's
cold.
Been a cold week.
It's cold. Way too cold for me.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. This week has been a good week, though. We did, like you said, did the teaser podcast, and super exciting, and it's been a great feedback from so many people. I think God is just going to use this time that we have, and I'm so excited to see what comes of it. But this week has also brought some challenges.
It has. There's been some pokes and some attacks and...
Yeah, the day that we recorded our teaser, it was kind of like Satan was coming at us from all different angles, and really felt like that was God's affirmation of Satan wouldn't be attacking if we didn't have something that was for his glory, that was gonna reach the hearts and souls of a nation, and that's exciting. That's exciting to me. We've also had some really exciting stuff too. The girls had homecoming this week.
HOCO 2024.
Yeah, so we had some great traditional activities in this area of Southern Alabama, traditions that probably we're not quite familiar with, but they're very common here in the area. So the girls had a great time getting to experience
some dress fun. Up, and we got, I think, what felt like half of the community that showed up at the house for pictures.
Yeah.
Somehow our kids organized our house as the hub, and yes. We didn't have any idea. The doorbell just kept going
off.
Yes,
it was really
exciting. And more people kept
though.
Coming through right. Until we realized we were 20 plus people deep, parents out there, and we've
picture
never met
snapping,
these people.
Yes, but the girls had a great time. I think there was some forks and Vaseline and toilet paper involved in the weekly
all the things.
Weekly events. I think we had several nights of some toilet paper, and who can afford that in this economy? But hey,
we know where the toilet paper run's coming from. It's a homecoming week, apparently.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this week has really embraced some wonderful memories with our kids. We've also, along with some challenges, you know, parenting is always a challenge. But I feel like this week, God's kind of sent us on some different challenges with not only teenage kids and talking through some, you know, just choices and things, but also with adult children, the challenges that come with living life with an adult child.
And finding that balance between where do we counsel and guide, where do we let go, where do we let God in many
yes,
cases, and,
absolutely.
And just being frank and transparent about it, you know, where do we draw the line at what we let gets to us still?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And boundaries. I look forward to future episodes where we can kind of dive in more in depth on parenting struggles that we've had over the years. I know this week and this episode is definitely not going to be targeted towards that. But the challenges that we as parents and you know, we were a baby raising our oldest and did a lot of things wrong. And I think we made some good decisions too in there, but we learned a lot. And I think as we have grown up and grown in our walk with God, we've just naturally had to set some boundaries to not only protect ourselves, to protect our minor children, but also as a kind of push you out the nest for the adult.
A forcing function.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's not meant to be cruel and unusual. It's really just meant to be part of life's journey in independence and decision making and really allowing these children as they grow into the adult children to kind of break their shell of who we might have molded them into with our own conformity, and allowing them to kind of break that mold and really develop who they are,
right,
and who they want to be,
right,
and helping them see too that it is not a matter of what we approve of or don't approve of at this point. Your life is now in your hands. It's that we love you and we care for you no matter right. where it is, and that our only goal for you ever was God being first for you, and that your heart belonged to Him, and that His kingdom was yours. You know, that's the benchmark. And you know, luckily I know both of us can celebrate and cherish the fact that for all three of our girls, we know that. We know that God is there with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this week has come with some of its ups, some of its downs. Family relationships are always tricky. So finding the balance in navigating whether it's our immediate family with us and the kids, parents, siblings, you name it. It's just relationships can be kind of messy. And I think sometimes we shy away from talking about those, but I look forward to kind of in the future, allowing God to lead us on a path of sharing some of those experiences. But really this week I've been super excited and super pumped about the word that God has led us to. And what I feel as we started this journey of this podcast, the word recon really stuck out and kind of has been the basis of this first episode one here. It's established kind of going into more of just solidifying our why of why this podcast, why God is leading us to do this, and how we have felt led by God to continue on this journey. So, before we jump into this, Kenny, I know that everything we do, we are very, very strong in prayer and wanting to invite God in every conversation we have. So would you mind leading us in a prayer before we kind of get into the meat and potatoes of episode one?
I'd love to. Heavenly Father, God, we come to you now across the airwaves to each and every heart and soul that is listening, and we ask that the things that we say would be your words through our mouths, God, that the thoughts and the presence that we are able to emanate will truly be the things that I know you've placed on both of our hearts, the marks that you've made on us, God, and that as we talk about recon and reconnaissance, just the biblical and spiritual presence that comes with knowing that you're always out in front of us, God, that you allow us to get out in front of some of these situations, and we just can't wait to share these things. So, God, wrap this up in your love. Wrap these words up in your absolute blessing, God, and may the language of your presence be what comes through to each and every person that gets to hear these words. And we pray all this in your wonderful and holy name. Amen.
Amen. So the word recon... I know with your military background, we kind of how we look at this word is very different. For me, where God is leading is recon, sending us ahead. I feel like God has sent us on this mission, this reconnaissance mission. And it's our testimony, it's our walk, it's our journey. And with that, we are learning, we are growing. So what I feel like God has done has sent us on this path, our journey of life, for lack of better words. And we're reconning what life is, the tough issues, the marriage, military, children, deployments. And with all of that, some pretty serious, heavy topics of infidelity, relationships, fertility issues, mental health, abuse, and all of these topics. I know God is going to use us in each of these episodes to further go into details with these topics. But where I'm feeling the core of this is how we can use our testimony as this mission. We look at it as this recon mission that God has sent us on. He sent us blazing down this path of life experience. And now we have gotten to this place of we've reconned. We've reconned. We have walked the battle. And Genesis 13:17 says, let me pull it up here. Genesis 13:17. In the Amplified Version, arise, walk, make a thorough reconnaissance around in the land through its length and its width, for I will give it to you. God has sent us on this journey to navigate the land, navigate life, navigate experiences. And here we are at a place of wrapping it up. We've come back to the beginning to be able to take to the next generation or take to those who are brokenhearted and who have experienced these same journeys to be able to provide hope and joy.
When you look at the literal Webster's version of it, it's amazing to see that a secular version or definition follows so closely with Scripture, because it says, directly out of Webster's here, to conduct a preliminary and especially an exploratory survey of. So it's kind of great to see that. It's not just somebody goes out and then meanders around. No, like, it is out with a purpose.
Right.
You know, because if you don't have anything that you're working on while you're there, if you didn't go out, you're not going to bring anything back.
Right.
You know, so part of the reconnaissance is not just the physical action of getting out there or having been there, done that, as the t-shirt says. Part of it is that purpose-driven ability to go out and know, what am I looking for while I'm out here? Because mm-hmm. many times, you know, when you go on a recon, you know, and as far as the military is concerned, you're going out into places and spaces where people aren't going to see you. You want to go as far forward as you can get. So you're under the cover of darkness. You're camouflaged in. And if you're out there without a purpose, you can find yourself lost in the woods without a place to be and a thing to see. So reconnaissance is not just let me go and let me do because that's what I'm supposed to. No, it is a purpose-driven function of getting out there, doing, and then bringing that back to the table.
Yes. And that's where John 15:16 says, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. I feel like we have been on this mission experiencing life. And as God has laid it on our hearts to reach out to people, these scriptures are, I feel God has chosen us to bring forth what we have learned on our reconnaissance mission, that he has brought us back to the same place in the beginning. Genesis 13:4 says, this was the same place where Abram had built the altar, and there he worshiped the Lord again. God took him through this place and brought him back again. And that's where the Holy Land was then. And it's like God has taken us down this path, and we didn't even know it. We had no idea.
Well, we were so broken, and so much of our shared testimony, 90% of that is the places that we got to out of our human error, out right. of places that we thought we knew best, or places that we knew the goodwill, but we chose otherwise. And it's not riddled with everything bad. Our testimony doesn't have 1,000 bad things in it. But I do know that our God is brave enough and bold enough to let us, of our own free will, walk a path sometimes. He knows full well already what the outcome's going to be, and he still lets us walk it. Because I think, as you're going to hear from us, at least when you really hear our hearts, is that as God has built that testimony amongst our life story, it brings us to here. So, I mean, we're going to get to go back 20 plus years
right.
and talk about things that we just found to be catastrophes for so long.
But I think our walk is very relatable in a place that God brought us together specifically, knowing what our path was going to be. He knew we were going to walk some pretty tough walks, and he knew that we were going to experience some pretty tough, life-shattering, traumatic things that in today's world where Satan uses these things to break marriages, God used us to come together. God brought us together. He reconciled us together in the midst of what the world wanted to separate and what Satan wanted to separate. And the what I have heard as God has really spoken to me through this podcast and through preparing the messages, Matthew 25:23. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." I feel like God is saying, you guys have run this race. You have experienced. You've reconned. Now it's time to go back to the beginning. You have done such great work. Now I'm giving you the responsibility of bringing this word to the masses.
But that comes with something that I know means a lot to you. When I say the word testimony and you hear the word testimony, for you that takes on just an absolute core feeling. Like I can physically watch your presence change amongst myself, even when I watch you amongst other people. When you let your heart out of the box and your spirit takes over to just unfold your testimony, because it is such a beautiful thing of all the little broken, it's like a mosaic. You know, when you see those artists and they take all these pieces of broken glass of hundreds of colors.
Yes.
And when it's all out on the floor, it just looks like a mess. Right. And I'm the kind of person that sees a mess because I hate messes. So I'm like, where's all this stuff at? And then there's the people like you that have this other vision, and you will slowly work through this. And then we have our God, the master. And he's like, listen, I see both of your messes, and he's picking up these little shards that are of our own broken lives due to our own sin and our bad decisions. And at the end of the day, when we finally get enough perspective, our testimony is this beautiful thing of little broken pieces that God has sewed together into one big story.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's the path that I know you can't wait to share with people, because you're bringing it back. I mean, something that you know, like if you're the smartest person in the room, but you never let it out.
Right.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't help people.
Well, and I think so many people are so many people sit in their shame of what their testimony is, and there's so much power. Like, I'm so passionate about our testimony. There's no shame in our testimony.
But you know, you're describing two very good things right there with shame. We know Satan, like, I feel like one of his strongest tools is shame, because he knows if God can get you past the shame to let your testimony out, there's change that comes with that for
yes.
you and for others. Not to mention, when people get to know the real deal,
mm-hmm.
it's like it's a multifold thing. Number one, there's nothing that can be held over your head.
Yes.
Satan's got nothing left. Your partner knows what you know. Your friends know what you know.
Yes.
They understand that you're a real human being that is going to mess up, but God sees past that and gets you through it.
Absolutely.
But also it's points of accountability that you're driving in the ground now.
Yes.
You know,
and also I grounded in scripture, the power that our testimony holds.
Oh, I know you got a verse for this.
I do. Revelation 12:11. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And
Did you get goosebumps?
I love that verse. And today this verse has been sitting with me this week for some time. So I've really been chewing on this verse. But as you know, and anybody that talks to me long enough knows my passion for Freedom and the small group and the curriculum that Freedom holds. But today, as we were going through our Freedom curriculum, that verse was part of this week's study, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I had never heard that verse in listening to the video today and hearing that verse. It never sank into me so much how the blood of the Lamb and our testimony, the power, those two are parallel. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. I mean, the blood of the Lamb is amazing.
That's that freedom that comes with it, though. Yes. Because again, when you take the cage off of your heart, when you take all of the fear and the anxiety and the shame and the guilt, and you just say, you know what? God, that's yours.
Yes.
Take this from me. I don't want that weight now. He doesn't want you to have that weight now. But when you let all of that out, it's really like you're giving Satan the stop sign. You're like, not today.
Well, he no longer has power.
No
because
more.
All of the strongholds are gone. So I think what was so important about this word recon is how this reconnaissance mission, this journey of our testimony and what has led us to this point, like it's so important that this whole episode really was to hone in and really kind of just share our why and where we feel like God is really leading us to share and why and the importance of our testimony. And sharing our testimony with the world because it's so relatable. I feel like there are so many broken marriages in this world, and if you and I can just walk through,
and let's be honest, we were one of them.
We were
one of them. I mean, we shared in our teaser that this is our 22nd year of marriage, and I can say out of 22, and this, again, please don't throw anything across the cast room at me, but like we've probably had one out of 22 of like true bliss. This last year, I think, has been really good for us, but it's not because, everything drastically changed and we both make each other happy because we crawl up each other's skin all the time. I think it's that we've really started to invest in God's plan for us as a couple. But I can tell you over the last year, we've had a lot of points to just, we've been able to express a testimony between ourselves.
Right.
And we've been very open with other people to say, this is what I'm going through right now. And I don't know.
Right.
Or this is where I'm at. And I'm about to pull my hair out because I can't figure this out.
Well,
and
we've been really kind of floating in a season of I don't knows.
Yeah.
Not bad, not anything that's going wrong per se, but really diving in to focus on God's plan and will for our life. Really, I knew in our last Freedom Conference when we were, there was a moment during that conference that God clearly spoke to me and said, you need to quit your job. And that was terrifying. That was terrifying. I had no idea what was next. I had no idea what he had in store.
Well, let's take the can off that a little bit. Financially, we had kind of backed ourselves into a corner.
Yes.
I'd love to tell you that we were the example Dave Ramsey family, but we're not.
We are not.
We love life. We enjoy life. And our checkbook shows it many times.
And it's another topic of growth for us.
It is. But in that transparency there, that was a piece of the scariest. Like, well, if I let this source of revenue or income go, where's it going to come from now?
But God's provided.
Unbelievably so.
We have spent this summer really in this place of just sitting still in the I really enjoyed the kids this summer. It was a wonderful, wonderful time to be able to travel around with them and kind of just really invest in things that they enjoyed. But it was also a time to just pause and pray. And the question was constantly, so what's next? What's next? My identity was in this career. My identity was in building this clientele. And, you know, I just loved helping people. And now what? Now what, God? Like, I genuinely enjoy helping people. So now what? And I love volunteering, so I continue to really engage and embrace that part of life, and I still do that, and I absolutely love the amount of things that I get to do, because I do. I get to volunteer with the community. I get to volunteer with our church, and I am blessed with that ability.
And you God, get to be mom.
I do.
You
I
get
do.
To be mom. And I don't know that, and for any of the guy folk that's out there listening, especially if you're a dad and a husband, you know, here's a pearl that it has taken me this many years to get to, in the reconnaissance mission, is that the value of mom is got no monetary equivalent. And we've seen it written. We celebrate it on Mother's Day. You know, there's a whole lot of things that we can go and mnemonics to kind of bounce that off of. But legitimately, when I got to watch Chrissy decompress from the professional world, knowing that if it meant she was following a school bus to another sporting event because she was going to be the one that was going to be there for the kids, it was the smile on her face that was worth more than any dollar spent or earned. And so I just don't know that I can ever overestimate the value of mom and how God has so intimately intertwined what a mother's bond to her children are. And yes, dads, we are super important, and the hunter-gatherer type, that philosophy that we're a part of out there, and I'm not taking away from that, but mom has just something special.
Yeah.
And of course we're mom and dad of three girls, and for these girls to have a mom, especially in their teen years. And, you know, I know, Chris, you'll probably talk a little more about, you know, the difference between our number one and then our two and our three. And it's not that the kids are really that much different. It's that we are different to the kids because we've had to learn what to do or what not to do. But what I've been able to see, and again, this is not a taking away from what you had done at one time, but our girls now, all three of them from that are now, get to see a mom and a version of you that really is spirit man on top.
Yes.
It really is. God's got the baton. I'm walking in his line right now, one step at a time. And that makes all the difference.
And I think where I'm at today as a mom is because I have learned the value of my testimony and the power that God has given us in that testimony, the power that I as a mother hold in being able to unashamedly communicate with each of the girls in a way that is honest and transparent to say, I'm sorry. I am sorry that at one time in our lives, in multiple seasons, especially with our oldest, it was very abusive. I was very abusive. And the freedom to be able to share that humbly and ask them for forgiveness, it has opened up the door to healing and growth and connection within our family that I know we still have work with our oldest. There was a lot more years of
trial and error,
trial and error, a lot of trauma under the bridge with her that I know God is working in. God is going to use all of those experiences. And I know that she is going to grow and she is going to flourish because she is on her own recon mission right now. She is building her own testimony. And I know that God is going to bless that venture for her. God knows the outcome. And I'm confident that God's going to use it. So as a mom, it's putting your spirit man on top, staying filled, surrounding yourself with other women that will sharpen you and will guide you. And there are some very instrumental women who have continued to build me up and continued to hold me to the fire, accountable to where is your spirit man? And without that, I would not be the mother that I am. And honestly, Kenny, you as the leader of our home, I don't know that you were totally on board with that decision when God said you are to quit. I don't know that you were totally there. And I think that scared me a lot.
I was scared.
I think you were scared.
I was scared.
You're scared.
We're scared. You're what do scared. I do now?
And So it was kind of, I kind of had to jump into that decision by myself, and that was a bit intimidating. And I think at first I might have been a bit resentful that you weren't more on board. But I think, again, God's purpose for our relationship, I think, was to continue to follow out this journey and grow in that process of sanctification.
Dude, now I got my ride or die like every day. Yeah. Every day. Uh-huh. It's just right there.
Every day. Unless I'm volunteering.
You do a lot of that.
I do a lot of volunteering. I like to volunteer. I like to help
people. It's
almost
like you got a job, but you don't got a job.
Yeah.
A half job that you can sort of not show up for if you're just not feeling it that day.
Yeah. But I show up.
You do.
Most of the time, as much as I possibly can. But you know, all of these little things, because mental health is something that we touched on, and I know we'll talk about more about it because it's so instrumental in our journey and in our testimony, especially myself, battling depression and battling isolation and a high functioning depression. To look back at my life of deployments and separation and how I worked through those. I mean, I had a degree and I went to college and ran a farm and had three kids and worked a full-time job with a wonderful group of people at a law firm, and you were gone. And how I functioned.
You can fill in a lot of blanks in our life with that, can't you?
You were gone.
Something, something, something.
And you were gone. And I think with that came a lot of life struggles, and there were always a physical missing piece, but there was a missing spiritual piece that.
But it deprioritized a lot of the way the spiritual, the biblical family is meant to be run too,
right?
Because while I have never been able to say how strong you are as just a human being, like you are. Get out of my way. Let me get my things done here, because you're going to get it done.
Right.
It was, I was able to go so much and probably too much because of the resilience that you had in your ability to complete things, but it put us out of balance.
Well, and I think too, what God has really revealed, and correct me if I'm wrong, but God has really revealed to me in this idea of husband and wife. Submission, loving your wife like the church. These are all very accurate, scripturally based foundational principles of a godly marriage, right? But there's power that a woman has in being her husband's helpmate. And I think that the idea of that balance, that we're living in a society now where you have one version that's like, women are to be quiet, they're supposed to be barefoot and pregnant, they're supposed to be completely submissive to their dictator husbands. And then the other side that's like, I'm a woman. I can do everything better than my husband. I can do everything better than any man because I'm a woman and I can do it better. Now, there are some wonderful things that women can do. But the power that I hold as your wife, who was created just for you perfectly, the power of a praying wife, the power of a supportive, encouraging, I'm beside you, ride or die, every day, power of a wife. We hold this power that is so strong, and it's more than this world can even comprehend.
And well, the world wants to tear it down, because I think when Satan runs through the world, he understands the power of God's presence in unity.
Absolutely.
He understands the power in... You talk about the biblical reference to a wife's place of submission, and that is absolutely true. But that comes on the heels of the husband, the spiritual leader's place of submission, an example, you know, to his family, but to God.
Right.
And if you look at the way it kind of compares itself, it's not one bowing down before the other. It is really us both taking them to our knees together, hand in hand.
Absolutely.
As a united front, guarding our family that sits below us until they grow into their own families. But it's not this hierarchy of, you know, God's given me more than you, so I just need you to stand behind me. There are some times when I do think you need to stand behind me, but that's because God's given me a place as a man to protect you or protect the family. And sometimes I just have to be the shield for a little bit to take the junk that may come in and trudge through. But I can tell you the places of me being a chisel and defining things straight through all by myself in a singular column, and the times that we are a sledgehammer because we're two or three or four or five in our family wide, unified together,
yes,
that becomes a wrecking ball.
Absolutely.
In a good way.
Absolutely.
And we do so much when we are all looking at the same vision together, because we are all looking at what God is putting on our plate to go and capture, right, and do. So it's, you know, just in that column versus, you know, one... You know what I mean, but
yeah,
you know, we're better together.
Absolutely. And I think that God has really, really refined us over the last few years. He's really, as our relationship has grown, as we have dove into the Word, as we have dove into relationships with spiritual people that are just stretching us and growing us, I feel like God has really shown us how our journey has been off kilter, how our beginning unity, our beginning vows, our marriage was not built on a godly foundation. It was not, we believed in God. We have believed in God, but we have not been living a life with God. The Word has not been living in us. We've not been living out the Word. And over the last few years of us growing spiritually, God has really shown us that big full circle. So here we've been on this recon mission experiencing life. We've been learning. We've been growing. We have had great, wonderful moments. Our family has been, we absolutely adore and love our family. We've experienced traveling around the world. The military has really, in a big scheme, taking care of us, but spiritually we have been empty, and spiritually we haven't been seeking out God. And once we got to that place of relationship, God has really been like the potter. He has been molding us and just shaping us. And in each of these seasons, in this mission, He's been growing us and teaching us so that we can get to this very point of a podcast. Who would have thought? We don't listen to podcasts.
We would not listen to them.
We're probably going to say that a million times, because this is stretching us completely outside of a comfort zone that either of us know, but both of us feel so led and strongly about sharing our testimonies, sharing our experiences, sharing the learning. So we've kind of, just to wrap it all up, we have feel like this podcast is God bringing us to a point to be able to share our testimony with younger generation, in hopes that we can share our goods and our bads and our do's and our don'ts, that will either help you make good decisions, or if you've made bad ones already, or if you're in traumatic places or tough spots. Yes, we've been there too. And guess what? God's got you. And don't let wherever you're at in your mission, wherever you're at in your walk, in your testimony, in your journey, do not let it be in vain. Embrace where God has you right now.
But you know, one of the things, and again, trying to just unwrap the layers a little bit and bring in some real content to what we're saying. So much of our many, 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 many years of wandering through the wilderness as a family was kind of founded in the fact that we didn't do the church thing. And yes. Again, I'm not saying that the building is where the power is. It's very clearly the Spirit that lives there. But you need that organizational body. You really do. And we made every excuse. Oh, well, we're moving again. We're not going to invest. Or I didn't like the way that guy talked. Or you know, we had some offense that maybe rode in there. But right. We chased that for, gosh, 18, 19 years, literally all over the world.
And come on, let's be honest. Every time we tried a church, the first sermon, every time,
tithing.
It was
and
about
money.
Tithing and money.
Let me have some money.
Yes.
And it's like, we didn't have money. We were poor.
Yes.
We were poor. Yes. We put our...
That's not what you wanted to hear on the first time.
We pour our Ryan's Buffet on a credit card because we didn't have any money. Yes. We did.
Yes.
But where I was going with that was that the reason that we got to the church point now, and we'll call it 2021 because that's the benchmark that both of us have, and here it comes. I'm going to tear the Band-Aid off. I made a very, very costly life mistake in having an affair. And in that absolute misery of my mistakes and me having just a brutal point of exposing my spouse to my mistake, it is when we decided that one of two things is now going to happen. We are either going to walk away from each other and be completely separated because we can't fix this, or we're going to dig in right now.
Well,
we're going to find a place to make this happen. I don't know what that place is, and we're going to throw our hands up and let go of the wheel, and we're still sitting here together.
But we are. And let's go back for just a second. And again, I know we're going long here, but go back to the beginning. We started brand new first of the year, 2021.
We did.
January 2021, we started watching online.
We did.
So every Sunday, we were very committed that every Sunday we were watching online. The first time that we stepped into the church physically was marriage conference.
It was.
So here we have January and February. March, I want to say, I don't know if we actually went to, I don't remember the actual first Sunday that we went to church in person, but we were very, very much we were watching online. We had gone to the marriage conference.
It was after Easter, because Easter of that year was our unfolding it all.
It was
fell down.
April 7th of 2021.
It was
the day.
It was.
That was the day that the information came out.
Happy birthday to our oldest.
Here is the amazingness that I go back to. God knew what he was doing in us in growing that foundation. The non-churchgoers, we did not have at all the foundation of God in our marriage, but we were working on it. Even though you knew what was going on behind the scenes, I knew, I just didn't know. But God was already working. He was preparing our hearts for what information was to come.
And writing a testimony through it.
Absolutely. So while that was some of the hardest times to face and to live through, God was working in the details. And for that, I am forever grateful and I'm forever thankful, because that was the beginning of the change of our marriage.
But those details, though, I think that may be something that we need to kind of put into this conversation a little bit, just to, again, continue the realness of this, is that in the details, that there could have been a high level, hey, screwed up, kind of did a thing and we could have moved on. But that really wasn't how it went. Like, we really went through all of the parts and pieces of it. It became a point, like we talked about in the recon, when we were able to talk clearly to each other and begin to confess the things that had transpired, it opened up the door for communication and healing.
Yes.
And forgiveness. And it opened up it closed the door to Satan's footholds.
Yes.
It took that away, because what he left on my shoulders of guilt and shame, yes, and she's gonna kick your butt to the curb. Like, that's what I was dealing with. Yes, it was my mistake, but there's no way I could tell her. There's no way she's gonna understand this. And when it was all done, and then when it was all said, at the end of that, I had a woman that chose to love and forgive me.
Yes.
And so if you're out there and you're in the middle of this right now, if that's something you're dealing with,
yes,
just understand that your spouse is there to love you through it.
But with God at the center of your marriage, you know, it's like that triangle, that with God up top and each of you at the bottom corners of the triangle, as each of you are moving towards God, you are naturally drawing closer to each other as well. So with that, and I love and thank you so much for the accolades and the recognition, but truth be told, that's not where our story ends.
Nope.
The hard truths did not all get revealed that first revelation, nope, of truth. So fast forward, I feel like the marriage conference always brought out some tough conversations, which it was wonderful, because that was a good, each marriage conference, communication and truth and honesty and all of those things are so important. But the next year, I want to say, was so we had our first marriage conference in 2021. Then in 2022 was the next, and that was post affair and post working through. We had gone through freedom ourselves, and we're at the next marriage conference, and I do believe that was the marriage conference that I had the revelation of sharing my past and poor choices that I made. Was it that one?
It was.
So after that marriage conference in 2022, I had been carrying for almost 20 years the fact that I had an affair our first year of marriage. Now, we had gotten married in November, and within a couple of months, you had left on deployment. I just made horrible choices, and Satan had that hook in me that I had asked for forgiveness from God so many times, and I kept going back and going back and going back, and the shame and the absolute, the fear of, if I tell you, what's going to happen?
Right.
And it was after we sat in the garage here, I won't forget, and I shared with you and confessed and ask you for forgiveness for those poor choices. It was then in 2023 that marriage conference came home, and it was revealed that in what was I thought was just an emotional affair, it was also a physical affair that you had gone through. So we had these multiple years of peeling off these wounds, the layers of wounds that we had created.
But I don't know that in God's master plan, he knew that sometimes too much is too much. Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely.
And again, this isn't a justifying statement to say, well, just give enough to get by and then wait for God to give you the rest. No, that's not what I mean by that. What I mean by that is that God will lay on your heart what is right in the time and the place. You know, the scripture for there's a season for everything.
Right.
And that's really the best way to describe it is,
yes,
as the door has swung for us in so many directions, the seasons change. We grow and we mature a little bit around that, and it allows our hearts to be a little softer to that.
Absolutely.
Because it's not the blow anymore. It's okay, understand. Let's continue to move. Let's continue to grow.
And sometimes I think that sharing and confessing is not for the other person. It's for ourselves. It's so that Satan no longer has any hold on us. When we are able to go to each other, when we are able to confess those things to each other and ask for forgiveness, there's no secrets. And I think in sharing all of this and in our journey and as part of our testimony, just wherever you're at in your relationships, whether it's a current one, whether it's a strained friendship, whether it's relationships with your kids, whether being so bold and brave to be able to confess from a place of love and desire, it doesn't always mean that reconciliation is possible. God doesn't say just because you apologize and just because you ask for forgiveness that reconciliation is mandatory. Sometimes that's not the case, and sometimes reconciliation isn't the end result. But that doesn't mean that we can't let go of the junk that we hold in, because it's not ours to hold on to. God says, lay all of your burdens at my feet. And sometimes we need to go beyond. We need to take it to God. We need to go to God for forgiveness. But in those relationships where reconciliation is desired, we have to take that stuff to the other person to let it go, so that Satan no longer has a hold on us individually. And then we just have to pray and hope that the person receiving that information has an open heart to forgive and to love and to also work towards reconciliation.
But it shows so much strength and character in your mate when you can work through something so catastrophic as that. Because the eyes that I see you with now, knowing what I've done and you knowing what I've done, and you're still here.
Right, right.
And the irony is that we, and don't misconstrue what I'm going to say, but we are better because of the affair.
Yes.
It's not that needed to happen to make us better, but God doesn't waste a single thing.
But where does the growth come? The growth comes not on the tops of the mountains. The growth comes in the valleys.
That's right, where the water is.
And it's like that's the beauty of, we needed a wake-up call.
We needed a shock and awe.
We did. And it's not that I didn't cause the affair. I didn't make that choice, and I'm not bearing that burden, but I did need a slap in the face of, how are you as a wife? Who are you as a wife? And really dive into that relationship with God. But that also revealed a whole lifetime of trauma We came into our marriage with trauma. We came into our marriage with issues that were well beyond us. And I think that when you're at the bottom, you've got to figure out how to get yourself out. And sometimes that's going back and dealing with all the junk. And we didn't get there overnight. We didn't. So it's taken the last several years of really kind of just dissecting it all and working through it all that we are stronger and better for it now.
Well, I am still very thankful. I'm very thankful, and we're glad to have these things to share, and we're glad to have people that hopefully wants to hear this kind of stuff and understand that yes, God is 1,000% there with you in the battle, in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we are too.
We are.
You know, we're just a two human beings. We're a normal husband and wife, mom and dad. We make normal everyday screw ups every day. And even through those, we still find blessing and honor and well more than we deserve.
Absolutely. And we are at this point now of closing up this podcast, but I just want to kind of say our recon mission that we have been on. I hope that our stories and our experiences and what we're sharing blesses you and gives you hope that there are ways that with God, anything is possible. Healing is possible in all the ways. And with that, we're going to close out in prayer. Heavenly Father God, I thank you so much for this time. God, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this platform. God, I thank you for leading us to this what I feel is a ministry, God, that only you could have brought us to. God, I pray for each and every person listening to this podcast right now. I pray, God, that there is a glimmer of hope for anyone listening, wherever everyone is at in their mission, God, whatever journey you have them on. Heavenly Father, I pray right now that this time, that this is a time that they can sit back and recognize that you are in the journey with them, that you are walking along with them, that you are leading them down a path and growing and stretching and building a testimony that only you can do, God. And with that comes a purpose. With that comes a power. With that comes strength and courage to own what it is that we have walked through, God. When we walk through these trials and tribulations, when we walk through these amazing places that is nothing short of your amazing glory, God, that we just continue to honor you in everything that we do, God. For those that are listening and are just in a place that is dark, is heavy, and it seems hopeless, God, I pray right now just a supernatural blanket of peace covers them. God, that their hearts are filled with a place of just a glimmer of hope, God, that that our story will encourage and just give a spark and light to any dark situations that anyone may be facing, God, because there is nothing that is too big, that is too heavy, that is too strong for your complete healing in everything, God. I thank you so much for Kenny. I thank you for our family. I thank you for our journey and the testimony that we have built and continue building, God, because this is just nothing short of your amazing blessings. Our walk, we owe it to you. Our life, we owe to you. Our marriage, it is yours, God. And we thank you and we praise you for everything you are doing in your heavenly precious name. Amen.
Amen. We'll see you guys
for episode 2.
Episode 2.